Hello, how are you all? I'm Francesca Vaghi here with the
Craig
lovely. Hey, wait for me to say the lovely. today,
very lovely.
clearly, we have a few things in store for you today. We were yesterday talking about what to do the show on today, and we came up with a few ideas ranging from the worst scenario possibilities of traveling to reading books on traveling, which Craig was absolutely not happy with.
Yeah, well, and I don't read for pleasure anymore.
Anymore. This is what university does to your kids. So in the end, we thought, what do we do while we travel? So we thought we could turn today's show into a bit more of a music show. So we've got quite a few tunes for you today, and we'll probably break it with conversations about what Craig watches when he's on the way to places instead of reading journal articles.
Yeah, well, I mainly read journal articles, but
in case that you get a break from your journal articles, we'll talk about that. I will try to sneak in a few of my favorite reads. And yeah, just sit back, relax, and enjoy. The first two songs that we've got coming up today are kind of international tunes, I would say. So we've got Bailando Por Ahí and El Medi.
Ooh, that's both very good.
I know. You see, this is how it goes with me and Craig. He'll send me the songs the night before, and I'll be like, okay, cool, something new. And then I just see the things he sent me, and I'm like, I love these songs, even if they're not new. So we're going to do that. We're going to play two songs each time, and we'll be right back. So enjoy, and if you have any stories about what you do when you are on your way to places, just buzz into the buzz box or send us a wee message on Facebook, and we'll be happy to mention you on the show. And we're back. Oh, that was so great, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty much the best part of our radio show so far.
Let's hope not. But definitely a good way to start traveling. So, Craig, what do you do when you travel?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends. First, I guess, is, you know, getting to the airport. So usually there, I don't do much school reading because it's not as, you know, long and everything. So then I usually just watch TV shows, maybe, or, yeah, read the newspaper.
I think that would be an interesting parenthesis to take. The time when you found that website on where to sleep in airports.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Well, this last summer, I was supposed to spend the night in Oslo, but I was getting in at, like, midnight and leaving the next day quite late, so I didn't really want to go to a hotel and everything. So I found this website. I don't remember. Let's see if I can find it. But I'm pretty sure it's just called, you know, spendingtimeinairports.com or something like that.
Wasn't it the thing about chairs in airports or sofas in airports?
Yeah, so it tells you where, you know, where you can go to sleep in airports, and it's called sleepinginairports.net. So it's a way to save a bit of money, of course, especially if you're just there for, like, overnight on a Ryanair connection or whatever. You know, that's a good way to do it. They give you some tips on, you know, just things to do, like always have a backup plan, expect your flights to be canceled and be prepared. So, you know, I guess this could also work for those of you who are going back to the States and, you know, get canceled on every year when Scotland is just freaking surprised that they have snow this year. Oh, it's so abnormal. It's happened the last 3 out of 4 years I'm here, so kind of awkward there. But anyways, and then it also says to get there early because, of course, there's not many places that are really comfortable to sleep in airports, so they get taken up quickly. But I did actually, in the Oslo airport, I saw someone sleeping in a literal tent.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like they had brought a tent.
They brought a tent.
I'm sure they didn't bring it for that purpose, though. Well, at least I hope.
That'd be really stupid.
Well, be prepared. Maybe they were scouts.
It also says be safe, of course. So, no, you know, maybe go where the security is, where there's light, of course. Don't go in any dark alleyways.
Sleep on your suitcase.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. God.
Anyways, so TV shows. What TV shows do you watch? I feel like Will and Grace might be mentioned.
Yeah, Will and Grace is usually a good one because I have that loaded on my computer. But if I have forethought, which I usually do, then I load up the week's most recent new episodes, like Parks and Recreation, or maybe Grey's Anatomy. There's also Modern Family, which, by the way, any Modern Family fans out there, the last one was hilarious.
It was so good. It was actually the first time I've actually thought, okay, they are not a Modern Family.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, like to read, and I don't know, it just relaxes me, and let me tell you, I'm not a relaxed traveler, quite the opposite. So, I have found here a few of the best first lines or openings of novels. And the fourth place, there's one of my favorite novels of all times, which is 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. And of course, I read this in Spanish. But for those of you who don't read Spanish, here it's how it begins. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendía was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. Now, I think this should be enough for everyone to just go to the library and grab the book and get it over with, because it's one of the most amazing novels of history. Of course, it's a pretty big chunk of paper to take around with you, so I will not advocate in the least for taking your Kindle or iPad or whatever with you, but I would advocate for taking another one of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's books, which are shorter, like A Chronicle of a Death Foretold, or The Colonel Has No One Who Writes Him, or Memories of My Sad Horse, I think is the name in English. So there's plenty by him that you can read, and which aren't massive tomes. But I also enjoy listening to music, which is kind of what we're doing today with our little playlist.
We also figured that it'd be good for all of you dissertation people out there who don't want to hear our droning voices and, you know, need just good tunage for the writing dissertations and whatever else you'd be doing right now.
To pump you up. So next up we have In Your Eyes by whom is that?
I think it's Kylie Minogue, but I'm not sure.
It is Kylie Minogue. I knew that. And then we also have Misery by Maroon 5. Also,
awesome song.
It's so awesome. And the video is also enough to pump anyone up, not only for essay writing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back with In the Air. I'm Francesca Baggi, here with
Craig Byring.
Yes.
We already started the show, Fred.
I know, but it's nice to remind people what they're listening to. So
listen to us, of course.
Of course. I mean, if you're listening to us, you probably know who we are.
Yeah.
So we're going to go on to talk about what to do on planes now. So Craig has a wide knowledge about different airlines and their entertainment systems, it appears.
Yeah. So I know that it's probably very nerdy, but a lot of times I pick an airline, especially, you know, obviously if they're close in price, to, you know, ones that are actually nicer airlines than others.
Oops.
And also the ones that have good entertainment systems. So I don't know where to start off, but the most recent one I took was Lufthansa. They are quite good. They have good in-flight entertainment.
Do they have screens, individual screens?
Yes. It, of course, it depends on the route that you're on. Like, I was on Asiana, which is supposed to be one of the world's best airlines, and I was on from Paris to Seoul, and they did, like, they had individual screens, but it wasn't interactive, so you had to watch them. Like, they just had the,
ten
channels, so you could still kind of choose what you watch, but not when you watch it. So that was not good. I was just about to cuss. So. But I was also on Asiana from Frankfurt to Seoul once, and or twice, but anyways, and they had interactive, so it really just depends on the route. But all of the Lufthansa ones I've been on recently have been interactive, so that's good. They have, yeah, a wide range of, you know, older movies and newer movies. Like, I watched Apollo 13, such a good movie. I don't know, have you seen it, Fred?
I have, yes. Yeah. It's really sad.
Sad?
Isn't it?
In the end? Oh, crap. And just give away a secret. But it's not a secret, since it's a real story.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm getting confused with that other movie of space in which... Oh, my goodness, what is that movie? The one in which he sacrifices himself? It's a future movie Independence Day, and he has to kill himself to save the United States.
I don't think that's based on a true story.
I know it's not. I'm kidding.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb here.
I know. I got confused. I'm sorry. Keep going. I know.
Anyways.
Apollo 13 is good. Conclusion.
Anyways, so yeah, Lufthansa also has good food, of course. German food, always hearty and good. Then
I don't know. Okay, can we pause for a minute here and just put it out there that Craig thinks airplane food is good?
Hey.
That tastes like feet.
No.
What
about Air France? Air France is the best in-flight food I've ever had.
It all tastes the same.
No, it doesn't.
It so does. No, it tastes of aluminium.
No.
Fine.
And Air France had free champagne, at least on my flight. What about yours?
Really?
Yeah.
Free champagne?
And you could just go and get it. Like, they would come by and serve it, and then you could go up to the galley area and just pour yourself some more.
Well,
I just did my face for anyone who knows what my face is.
The happy face, the happy Craig face. We can post a happy Craig face later. So anyway, sorry, like totally.
So yeah, and Air France also has quite a good selection. Ones that do not have a good selection. I've heard like American Airlines is pretty much like the Ryanair of international travel.
Really?
I've never actually been on American Airlines, so.
So. I don't know. I can't think, and I don't think I've been in it either.
And I hear the best airlines are Asiana, Qatar, and Singapore. I also had Emirates.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Emirates is off the charts.
Yeah. Oh, also Qantas is really good. And my mom claims that they spike your chicken
with
sleeping aid, because we passed out for 7 hours, which is great. But usually, and again, I know that everyone's gonna think I'm crazy, but usually I don't like sleeping on planes because I like to, you know, watch all the movies and everything. But that was fine because the flight was 14 hours, so I had half of it down and I get to watch plenty of movies.
Cool.
And then, okay, other ones I've heard are bad.
Well, my mom just flew this spring break. She flew with Aeromexico, and she said the food was so bad.
Okay.
But it's a shame because actually, I think I flew with them this winter, and I thought for once this food tastes good because it had all the nice Mexican chili sauces. Mm. But maybe that's for people going to Mexico because they are Mexican and they're like, yes, Mexico. And
yeah, that's true.
That might be why.
Was she flying into Mexico?
My mom.
Yeah.
No, my mom flew from Mexico into Europe. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Maybe they knew the Europeans don't like the spice.
Anyways, I've also heard Aeromexico can be quite not so nice because I had a friend who flew from London to Mexico City and they didn't have individual.
They don't. At least it's just the planes are quite old, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, otherwise, honestly, the flights I've been taking recently are more EasyJet and, like, you know, inner Europe ones, so they don't have movies or anything. But otherwise, during flights, I, you know, again, like to watch movies, or as my life this year especially has been, is either correcting theses or writing my own thesis or reading journal articles or writing essays or collecting quotes for essays. So, yeah, like the last flight I took, I corrected a thesis for like 8 hours. And then on the way there, out to San Francisco, I was working for 5.
Ugh.
So.
Look, one of the listeners, Candace, hi, thanks for listening. She says that she agrees with you that plain food is not that bad.
Yes, exactly. Good job, Candace. Clearly us with the, you know, sophisticated palates know what's good.
Oh, clearly, Craig.
Come on, it's not that bad. You just have to be positive.
It's just... Okay, I was going to say something really inappropriate, so I'm just going to stop there, and I'm going to read... I'm going to read another great opening. This one is the opening of Catcher in the Rye.
Well, that book. So good.
Wow, Craig! You read Catcher in the Rye. Well, I think everyone has.
Yeah.
So, but it's such a fantastic book. For those of you who haven't read it, I really recommend it. And this is how it begins. If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like and how my parents were occupied and all before they had me and all that David Copperfield kind of crap. But I don't feel like going into it if you want to know the truth. And it's the best beginning.
Because but you should go into it, because he clearly does for a whole book.
Exactly. And it's a small book, too, so you didn't have a massive chunk of paper to carry with you, like in the case of 100 Years of Solitude.
It is really, really a good book.
It is.
I read it when I was like 13, and I still am in love with it.
There we go. If Craig says that, then. So for our next musical interlude, we are going to listen to a bit of Passion Pit, Take a Walk. It's a song I've recently discovered and I'm obsessed by it. And the second one is Mykonos by Fleet Foxes, another great band. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, we're just coming up with so many good ideas while the music is playing. I think it's just our destiny to get inspired by music and the sun, maybe. The sun.
Just sitting here and just talking about whatever we like.
That too. So, first of all, thank you for everyone who's tuning in. We're so happy to see you, well, read you, rather. And Craig, I think, got very excited about Swiss Airlines and memories of it.
Yeah, Swiss is very good as well. Just, you know, to go back to what we talked about before. Swiss is very nice, and they're very, you know, the Swiss are very quiet and nice people, so that's always good for, you know, plane buddies who are sitting right next to you instead of screaming children. But even the children that I saw in Swiss were very well behaved, so that's good. And the food is also quite good. It was, again, kind of like German food, very hearty and good. Also, a Belgian waffle, who I think is Ellen, suggests Ethiad. They're also very nice. And also Delta/KLM, a hand out ice cream during the flight. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good way to entertain yourself is wolfing down some ice cream.
Was it you who told me that there's an airline that's considering making a section reserved for people with kids, or that it will...
Yeah, that is... Malaysian Airlines on the new A380. They're going to make the upstairs just for like kid-free zone. And I was like, yes, I will fly that if I ever go to Malaysia.
I also read that Samoan Airlines has been the first airline to charge passengers on based on their weight.
Again, what a freaking good idea.
Yeah, but at the same time, is it? Like, I agree that if it's obvious that the passenger needs two seats, then yeah, charge him for the extra seat. But yeah. I think that for everyday people, that might be a little bit too intense.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel so bad. Like, once I was on a flight and there was this woman who was like just a tiny pocket person. And she had a lot of bags, and they were making her pay like, you know, $1,000 like for all these bags. And there's this huge, like, 300-pound American guy right next to her. And, you know, they weren't making...
Yeah, fair enough.
All, you know, altogether, I'm sure that her bag was about the same.
Do you think it's because... This is going to sound horrible, but... where is Samoan Airlines from to begin with?
Well, down in the South Pacific.
So
they are big Pacific Islanders.
Yeah, so who are quite big, aren't they? Big-boned, as you might say.
Big-boned, yes.
Fair enough. And then, of course, you know, today the news of Margaret Thatcher's death has reached everyone. And
if we, you know, if you haven't heard, we're hopefully that you are sitting down, because that's a pretty big blow.
I know, right? God, who was expecting that? 87-year-old lady dies? Major news. And then I was reading up on this because it seems many people did not know who this woman was. Fair enough. Maybe they were not born in a place with good communications. I'm not sure how they could not know about her. In any case, and I was reading up on her, and it seems she wasn't all bad. She was in favor of gay rights and abortion, but she was also in favor of keeping death penalty in the UK. And here, Craig and I start having a little
debate,
yes, about death penalty. And I brought up the movie The Life of David Gale with Kevin Spacey, who is one of my favorite actors ever. It's such a good movie, and I think Craig should watch it to see my point about this whole death penalty thing. And coincidentally, if you don't get angst...
It's a movie for him.
What? But it's making a point about the debate. And
okay.
Plus, you see... What's her face? Oh, I forgot her name. The actress from Titanic... Kate. Oh, come on.
That's only a Kate, I know.
No, not a Hudson. It'll come back.
Anyways.
Kate Winslet, it's right here. Okay. she's fantastic in it. And if you don't get anxious on flights, I mean, because the movie is a bit of a thriller as well as a political commentary. So it's a good one to watch.
What a deadly combination.
If you do get anxious on planes, I suggest watching something like Juno. I find it so soothing. I watch it every time I'm on a plane. I really do.
Yeah, there's another movie that I see on every single flight I've been on is Date Night with Steve Carell and not Amy Poehler, but the other one.
I don't think I've seen it.
Brown hair. So funny.
Oh, is it? I haven't seen it. The one I watched recently was that really tacky one. The one about making a porn.
Oh, yeah. Some really long name, Make a Porno.
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny. It's so disgusting, but it's so funny. I mean, probably not very appropriate if you have children around you, but then again, they should learn the ways of life.
And also, maybe the plane wouldn't put, you know, the airline shouldn't put it on.
True. Very, very true. Let's see here. We have 15 minutes. Shall we go into our next musical interlude?
Sure.
So tell us a bit more about this Aurélie song that you've
Aurélie
brought.
Aurélie is a song from, I think it's from Wir sind Helden, which is a German band. They're talking about a French girl in Germany. It's quite funny, especially if you speak German. Well, obviously, if you speak German, this is all in German. But they're just saying, don't worry, Aurélie, people actually do like you, but it's just that the Germans are very reserved and won't necessarily tell you about it. And then the other song?
Is Rainbow Veins.
Rainbow Veins, also a very good song.
So. Yes, absolutely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Sorry to cut that amazing song out, but we don't have that much time, and I think there's still a few things that we wanted to mention before
yeah,
we go.
We just love talking, so.
I'm sure you can't get enough of our voices. We just wanted to briefly mention what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah, so we thought that since, you know, this is supposed to be also what you do after graduation, and since we are fourth years, we talk about job applications, maybe, you know, university applications as well. Some of those are both obviously popular routes.
And to be honest, I actually think it's not too late to talk about that because there's still courses to which you can apply to for masters or PhDs. And I seem to find quite a few new job posts. So
I've been applying for jobs since like November, and I'm actually just hearing back from most of them. And because I think it's just because that's when they actually start looking at the application. So, you know, there's still plenty of jobs out there.
Yeah.
I'm still getting new ones that I'm like, oh, I should apply for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we're going to do next week. If you have any suggestions or comments to make, just let us know. I found a sonnet that I wanted to read because that's what I'm doing right now in creative writing. I'm writing sonnets. And there's this really good one by Oscar Wilde about flying to Italy, which I think is quite appropriate for the end of our show.
That's right for us.
So. But before I do that, Craig, anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's pretty much it.
Okay, before we do close, I wanted to mention that tonight, well, not tonight, this evening, at 6, tune in to Star to listen to People Like Us. It's a radio playlet. I think it's going to be fantastic, and it's part of Under Rocks, so not to be missed, of course. Excuse me. So you should tune in, like you are doing right now.
Tune in again,
there's a sonnet, the sonnet by Oscar Wilde called Sonnet on Approaching Italy, which goes like this. I reached the Alps. The soul within me burned, Italia, my Italia, and thy name. And when from out the mountain's heart I came and saw the land for which my life had yearned, I laughed as one who some great prize had earned. And musing on the marvel of thy fame, I watched a day, till marked with wounds of flame, the turquoise sky burnished gold was turned. The pine trees waved as waves a woman's hair, and in the orchards every twining spray was breaking into flakes of blossoming foam. But when I knew that far away at Rome, in evil bonds a second Peter lay, I wept to see the land so very fair, Turin.
Oh.
Coincidentally, that is my hometown.
By the way.
So we're leaving you with some really great songs, one of which was suggested by our very own Therese, I believe.
Yes.
Felder av Goarden.
We probably just butchered that. Well, friend, but...
Hey! Giving me all the responsibility. And then a really... Sorry. And there goes the perfect show that we had going. And then we have a little bit of Don't Hold Your Breath by Nicole, impronounceable last name.
That's a good song, too.
It's such a good song. So I hope you enjoyed our show. We sure did. And if you have any suggestions for next week, please get in touch. You know where to find us. Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.